Let's ask each of our presenters for just one piece of advice for aspiring wealth builders. Dolf de Roos.
You know, I would say find what you like doing. There's an old saying that if you love what you do, you will never work another day in your life. And work shouldn't be a displeasurable thing. I don't believe I work at all. I love what I do. So to me, I get up and I figure out, what am I going to do today? So love what you do. And when you love what you do, all those things we've talked about, finding out what it is that you want to focus on, not being distracted by friends or erstwhile friends who have all these negative thoughts, not associating with people who say, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? All those things become easy if you have a passion for what it is what you do. Find out what you're passionate about and the rest will all fall into place.
John Burley.
Listen to your stories that are working and your stories that are not. You know, the information we taught here, you know, that they had asked me to share was the very foundational fundamentals. And there's not a piece of information I share that everybody couldn't do. Yet the vast majority of the population, even when exposed to the secrets, as it were, do not do them. And that is 100% about psychology and emotions. Learn to master your story so they work for you.
Tom Wheelwright.
The one piece of advice I would give for creating wealth is to get a coach to help you create that wealth, and listen to the coach and stick with that coach as long as you are creating that wealth.
Michael Sexton.
Take action. If there's one piece of advice that I could give any individual that's looking to create wealth, it's take action. Begin the process, because if you don't begin, you're always going to be a dreamer. At Trump University, we see lots of individuals out there that deal in the currency of hope. But hope ultimately won't allow you to achieve your goals. You need the how-to. And the how-to is what allows you to take that first step. So it's all about taking action.
Richard Parker.
The one piece of advice that I would give to anybody is just never give up. The road that you decide to go down related to creation of wealth is individualistic and it's unique to you. And that's a decision that you have to arrive at on your own. The overriding philosophy of never giving up is absolutely critical to your success. I keep a piece of paper, one of the quotes under my desk that's been there for 17 years. It says, if you never quit, you cannot fail. And so with that in mind, perseverance is the number one attribute that you need to have in order to be successful, regardless of the vehicle that you use to get there. If you get up punching and swinging every day, you absolutely are going to be successful.
Gary Eldred.
Developing habits of spending, habits of saving, habits of always opening your mind to learning, and I think very importantly too, habits of maintaining good health and good eating habits. Because if you don't have the energy and if you don't have the capacity in terms of your physical fitness, you're going to be sleeping on the couch and you're not going to be looking at property. So that's how I feel about building wealth and building a life that you're really going to be pleased to live.
Ron Iannieri.
Education is always the key. No matter what you do, no matter where you're going, an educated person is always much more successful than an uneducated person. We can make an argument that, you know, hey, you know, sometimes luck is better. But when you talk about luck, you're talking about a lottery ticket. How many lottery winners are running around out there that are millionaires compared to how many millionaires that are running out there that became millionaires because they educated themselves, they stuck to their disciplines, and did well? Odds are much more in favor that you're not going to win the lottery. You got to do this yourself. You got to do it the right way. Focus on your education and discipline.
J.J. Childers.
It would all be about action, because as they say, it's not the things that we did that we regret, it's the things we didn't do. The last thing I ever want to have is to look back on my life and say, wow, I wish I had tried more things. I wish I had told people how I felt about things. I wish I had shared more with other people. I wish I had taken the time to spend time with my family. I wish I had taken time to just really enjoy life. That's what it's all about. That's what being wealthy is all about. And that's the key. The only way it's going to happen is if you take action. We are the architects of our lives. The key is, it's time to start implementing those plans.
Finally, Mr. Trump, what is your essential key to successful wealth creation?